Books and Arts.
Protest Art.
Walls have eyes.
An artist documents clashes between French demonstrators and police.
When Itvan Kabadian spray-painted the words Abolissons la police above a mural in Paris last year, he was thinking of George Floyd, an African-American whose death under the knee of a white policeman ignited a global movement. But cases closer to home were on his mind too, of Adama Traoré, a young black man who died in custody in France, and Théo Luhaka, who was disabled during a violent arrest, as well as the clashes Mr. Kabadian had himself witnessed since he began documenting police brutality in 2016. By then, Mr. Kabadian, who once liked to paint insects, had already turned to political themes. He was finishing a mural when thick black smoke began to rise from a nearby street. A police car had been set on fire. Passers-by, who had stopped to photograph the painter, scurried away as officers moved to confront the culprits. On impulse, Mr. Kabadian painted the unfolding events in simple black lines, a sketch-like method that has become his signature style. His sharp representations of French society have appeared around the capital and leapt from street walls to those of galleries. His technique was far superior to that of other street artists, says Dominique Fiat, who features Mr. Kabadian's work in her gallery. "I try to paint reality in reality," the artist says of his murals. They record clashes between protesters and police, depicting eyes dislodged by rubber bullets, crowds dispersed by clouds of tear gas, and telescopic batons breaking jaws. The figures in these tableaux are mostly faceless, composed only of a few lines and shadows, but together they form bleak, eerie scenes of chaos. The results are akin to blurry photos taken hastily with a smartphone, screenshots in paint form, as the artist puts it. Christophe Genin, a professor of art at Panthéon-Sorbonne University, links Mr. Kabadian's output to the tradition of protest art that evolved in the 20th century, from the Russian avant-garde of the 1920s to the artistic ferment in America in the 1960s and the political placards that appeared across Paris during the student uprising of May 1968. The murals, notes Mr. Genin, also resemble Francisco Goya's Lamentations of War, evincing the same sense of despair as the 3rd of May, 1808, in which Goya shows Napoleonic soldiers massacring Spaniards during the Peninsular War. He calls Mr. Kabadian an artivist.